Coming up on Science News Weekly, we lived with mammoths, you probably need to exercise, and life goes on. That's up next on Science News Weekly.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Science News Weekly with Dr. Kiki, episode 12, recorded on May 10th, 2012. Dinosaurs were a gas. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/science news. It's May 10th, 2012, and this is the science that made headlines this week. Rare earth element analysis of fossilized human remains found at Vero Beach, Florida in the early 1900s provides evidence that people and large mammals like mammoths, mastodons, that kind of stuff, coexisted in North America nearly 13,000 years ago. The study is published online in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology. Calculations based on the methane production of modern ruminants like cows suggest that dinosaurs as a group might have produced enough methane to affect the climate. That's right. Methane produced by bacteria living in the guts of dinosaurs would have added some 520 million tons of the gas to the atmosphere annually. So for comparison, that's approximately the same amount of gas currently released into the atmosphere by all sources, human or other. So dinosaurs. Interesting. Researchers at Penn State and the University of Maryland examined U.S. government data from the American Time Use Study and concluded that Americans don't get enough exercise. On average, Americans are active only 2 hours per week as opposed to the recommended 2.5 hours a week. Walking was the most popular activity and golf was most prevalent in aside from walking in people over 65. Mouse research suggests a DNA copying error led to the development of the modern human brain. That's right, some kind of copy was copied wrong, and voila, we are here. In the experiment, scientists developed mice genetically modified with a partial gene duplication. That's been implicated in neuronal development and brain formation in humans. The modified mouse neurons made more and more efficient connections similarly to human neurons. However, no mention was made of changes to mouse behaviors. In case you were wondering where the modern domesticated horse got its start, researchers published a genetic study of 300 horses in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Apparently, modern horses originated in the Western Eurasian steppe, comprised of the Ukraine, Southwest Russia, and West Kazakhstan. And a study in Science reports that Greenland's melting glaciers aren't speeding up their slide into the oceans as much as was previously thought. Rather, the pace of the glacial melt march is inconsistent, with some glaciers speeding up and others slowing down on a year-to-year basis. The study looked at radar images of 200 glaciers to determine that there has been a 30% increase in speed over the past decade, which corresponds to approximately 1 meter in increased sea level by the end of the century. According to data from NASA's Interstellar Boundary Explorer, or IBEX mission, the sun and its associated heliosphere are moving through interstellar space about 7,000 miles per hour slower than previously thought. At 52,000 miles per hour, the impact of the heliosphere with the interstellar medium, it's not enough to create a bow shock, but more of a bow wake. And 6 papers studying the planetoid called Vesta appear in the journal Science this week. NASA's Dawn mission, led by UCLA's Christopher T. Russell, finds not one, but 2 large impact craters dating from at least 1 and 2 billion years ago. Mountains, exposed minerals, a gravitational field suggesting an iron core, and a highly impacted regolith surface. Vesta is a time capsule from the beginning of our solar system, allowing us to see further back into our own history than ever before. And the good news that you've been waiting for all day, The world's not going to end on December 21st, 2012. Archaeologists digging in a Guatemalan rainforest unearthed the chambers of a Mayan scientist, dated to 800 AD. On the wall of the room was a complex Mayan calendar recording thousands of years into the past and into the future. 7,000 years into the future, to be exact, as well as some planetary cycles for Mars and Venus, making it the oldest known Mayan calendar discovered to date. So I hope that you and I will all be celebrating together come December 21st. I think it's December 21st that everything's supposed to end, but I do hope that we will be having a party celebrating not the end of the world. This episode of Science News Weekly is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For listeners of Science News Weekly, Audible is offering a free audiobook download to give you a chance to try out their service. One audiobook you might consider downloading is Guitar Zero, The New Musician and the Science of Learning by Gary Marcus. I interviewed him on a previous show. To download this audiobook for free or another one of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/science news. That's audiblepodcast.com/science news. And that does it for the science headlines this week. To watch the full episode of Dr. Kiki's Science Hour, head over to twit.tv/Kiki. I'm Dr. Kiki. Thanks for watching.